Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish.
Thanks, Sam. We're joined by Andrew McKay, the head of footy for the Carlton Footy Club. Andrew, good morning to you. You've got some fresh re-signings, half a dozen of them. The Blues are going well.
Yeah, morning, Sam. Yeah, it was, you know, it's fantastic to lock a few young boys away long term. So it's all good signs for the footy club.
Hey, Macca, we're in a time in footy where clubs such as Brisbane, and Josh Shackey is one example, are worried about young stars leaving early into their contract. You did this with Jacob Wiedering. You've done it again with some players, one of whom hasn't even made his debut yet. Is that the time we're at in footy where you've got to lock these guys away really early?
I don't think it's a must. Certainly, obviously, it's certainly obvious both parties need to be willing to do it, of course, and that's certainly the case in our boat. But it's nice to lock Samo away for 3 years after the first initial 2 years, and then Zach Fisher for a couple of years after the first initial two. And then, obviously, Harry McKay, who you mentioned, that I think you're alluding to him, that hasn't played a game yet. So,
yep.
You know, he's locked away till 19, which is good. I mean, Harry, there's been a bit of talk about Harry on, you know, should we played him already or should we not? But no, he's still a developing young man and obviously a big man, so they just take a little bit longer to develop. We don't want to chuck him in the deep end right from the word go.
Andy, what about the coach? How long has he been locked away for?
Well, he's on staff, Tim, so there's no contract in place for him. He just keeps on ticking over.
I'd be trying to lock him away a bit longer than that, Andy. Come on. You better make a move on him. He's doing a very nice job.
No, he's going well. He's going well. So, Brennan's doing a very good job. Obviously got a very young list on board, but things are on the improve.
I know you've got him on this contract, but would it not be a thought that you might put him on a different style of contract and just extend his contract out a bit, given that you locked away the young talent? I believe you're all happy with the coach right now. So why wouldn't you sort of try and lock him away at the same time?
Well, we feel we have locked him away, Tim. That's the whole point, that he's on staff. So it's just like a normal workplace environment where you sign an employment agreement and that just keeps on rolling over each year. So there's actually no end date in that agreement.
Okay, but what if, say, the Gold Coast Suns came to him with a massive, massive Godfather-type offer, and he can then just walk out of the club at the end of this year?
Well, he'd certainly have to give us a lot of notice, that's for sure. But that's the case with any contract. You can break any contract, as you well know.
Hey, Andy, I know you've got to go to a 7:30, but you're always late. You were at boarding school. Tell me, just in terms of youngsters, we've been talking about the feedback, and Brenton Sanderson found it very difficult managing 18 and 19-year-olds and much easier managing the older team. Is that the experience at Carlton? Is it a different management process to the young versus the old?
Certainly it's a different generation, Hame. It's not to say that they're, you know, any worse or any better. It's just
different.
Slightly different. Yeah, exactly. And I think the benefit we've got here is, you know, Brendan's, you know, mid to late 30s, so he's young, and our assistant coaches are the same. You know, a couple in their 30s and a couple in the early 40s, so they certainly have got a good connection with the players, which makes it a whole lot easier.
Really appreciate your time this morning. I know you're getting into a 7:30 and you're already late, but good luck against the Giants Sunday.
Yeah, thanks, Hame. Thanks, gents.
Thanks, Andy.
Thanks, Macca.
Breakfast with Gary, Tim and Hamish. Weekdays from 6 on 1116 SEN.